T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back here. Want to let you know, we're going to get to Rajah Bell in just a second. Breaking news, Josh Gattis, offensive coordinator at the University of Miami, has been relieved of his job. He is no longer at the University of Miami. We'll talk about that later. Right now, we're going to get to Rajah Bell, man, a longtime NBA player, good friend, and has a son that's going to be a hell of a high school quarterback here, man, getting better and better, Mr. D. Bell. Rajah, how are you this morning?
I'm good, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Hey, man. No, thank you for coming on. You know, so we hit the other night. We had another, 50-point game, 60-point game, like 17 of them. For a guy that played defense for a living for a long, long time, I don't know if I've ever seen so many 50, 60, and even a 70-point game as we've seen already this year.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable the skill level that these guys have now. I was talking about it the other day. It's just, we live in a day and an age, Joe. When you came up, probably when I came up, you were playing every sport. You were basically swapping out your mitt for, your pads, and then your pads for a basketball.
Right.
It just rotated like that. These kids are training year-round, so the skill levels are at a razor sharp level, which allows you to be able to score, from anywhere on the court in any situation. Just practiced it a million times. And then you add in all the rule changes that have taken place over the last, 10 years that have stripped a lot of the physicality out of the game. The big punitive 7 foot, 250 pound center that used to make you pay for going in the paint, he doesn't exist anymore. So, there are a lot of reasons why the scoring's up. It's what the NBA wanted. It sells right. More tickets than grimy, hard-nosed defense. But the impetus for all of it is just all of this year-round training that these kids get and provided the opportunity and the platform, they take advantage of it.
It's funny you said that, boy. And people don't think the NFL and NBA don't have a lot of things in common from the way they've changed their rules to – I've never seen – Raj, I don't know if it's like this. I always say this when I go back to California – I don't know if it's like this everywhere, but our kids down here, we have more one sport year round. And I mean, at a young age, kids, Rajah, you see it. A lot more kids. I'm just amazed that they don't get burned out. If they're not playing competitive games, they're working out, getting ready for competitive games.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible down here, Joe. My dad was over at the University of Miami in its heyday. He was an associate AD for 17 years, and he always told me from his experience that a lot of those guys, those five-star, recruits that would come in highly heralded, they'd be sitting in his office after a year and a half, burnt out, and he would ask them why, and they were like, "Well, this has been a job for me since I was, 12 years old."
Yeah.
So,
wow.
I think, it's driven by the parents, the parent that wants Johnny or Kate to be, the best of the best in the sixth grade. And, I fight this with travel programs and parents all the time. Like that's not what matters. It doesn't matter that they're the best in the fifth and sixth grade. That kid very rarely winds up being the best and the most sustainable product, when they get older. It's the kid that kind of fell in love with it organically, played, he or she played multiple sports, then wound up gravitating a little bit later to one they really, really love. And they haven't burned out both mentally and physically. So, I subscribe to it. My kids play multiple sports. I do understand, the parent and the kid that wants to really streamline. But any parent to a person who has asked me what's the best thing they can do for their kid to be a basketball player, the first thing I say to them is go play something else.
Wow. Shocked to hear you say that. I really am. That's refreshing. It's refreshing to hear. It really is. So, Raj, I got to ask you about what's going on in the NBA here. It's been a big topic about so many guys missing so many games, and well, how injured are they that they're not playing? And we saw a sign the other night. I don't know if you had a chance to watch TNT to the Heat-Celtics game, and little Johnny's there with his sign. I came 4,000 miles to see Jimmy Butler, and he's not playing. And Jimmy must have spent 2 hours with that kid after the game, after not playing. What can the NBA do? And first of all, how do we figure out who's really hurt and who's not? I think it's impossible.
That is impossible, Joe. I've been on both sides of the table as it pertains to that. I played, obviously, and then I spent a year in the front office with the Cavs where it was our job to figure out, you know, who played and who was hurt and how to protect an athlete from themselves, which has to happen sometimes. And
right.
The bottom line is it's impossible to say to what degree someone is injured. That will never be able to be done. And more often than not, it is your sports science team. It is your trainers. It's your doctors. It's the data that you're collecting every day in practice that's steering the decisions made on whether Jimmy Butler needs to rest or Kyle Lowry, you know, needs to take a few games off or some practices off. There are instances where a player may come to you and say, hey, I'm not feeling great. I might need a night off. But it's generally not like that. These are generally plans put in place by people, you know, that are protecting the owner's interest, which right. is, you know, his financial commitment in trying to win a championship. I will say this, though. I've said it forever. As someone with a little bit of perspective now, having been removed for 10 years, it's too much basketball. It goes back to what we were saying about kids and what I tell parents. Like, your kid's playing 120 games as an eighth grader, like, he's going to injure something, right? And so, you know, sitting here with a bad back and a shoddy knee, I can tell you that playing 82 to 100 games a year, it takes its toll on you. And so there's – when the end game is money and owners make it by hosting playoff games and winning championships, they are going to do whatever they have to do to protect those interests at the end of the day, which is, you know, the players on the floor. And so unless there's some honor amongst thieves, which there never is, and they come down and change the collective bargain agreement, yeah. This is what you got.
Yeah, listen, man, I agree. I heard Steve Kerr go, we need to cut this thing back to 72 games. And I was like, yeah, both sides, that's just what they want to do is give up some money off those last 10 games in the regular season. That's not – neither side's going to want to give up that money. I am with you 100% on that one. Hey, Raj, I got to ask you, Bam, Tyler, and Jimmy healthy with what they have around them enough to get deep into the playoffs this year?
Yeah. I think if they're healthy, they can go deep into the playoffs. I don't know that they'll win a championship, Joe. I do think they fall into the category of team that is like a piece away. You know, what piece that is, I'm not sure. Maybe it's just a little bit maturity Bam and Tyler. You know, they're kind of still in the process of figuring out exactly how this works for them from a winning perspective. But I think with the Heat culture, the way they defend, the way they really lock down, they're first in the league in terms of points allowed in the paint. I think that has legs. That's sustainable. The top of that East, though, is really, it's really tough. Like Boston, you know, Milwaukee. I think the Nets this year, when they're healthy, they're a problem. But the Heat are right there. I just don't know if I would pencil them in for a finals participant. But I think they could be really scary in the playoffs.
Real quickly, on the three-point shot, which has become a huge part of the NBA. Some nights there's more threes than regular field goals, two-point shots. I was curious. So they've struggled with three-point shot after being number one last year. Can they stay where they are? And still, does that affect things because they've been able to find ways to win these games in the fourth, or does that three-point shooting need to get better?
Well, it's got to get better. I mean, they've got, you know, shooting is one of those things that kind of ebbs and flows. You know, percentages play themselves out over the course of the season usually. I'd like to think that's going to be the case for the Heat. They'll figure it out. I'm sure teams, you know, have deeper dives into the analytics about the Heat's offense, so they're trying to take certain things away and make them more difficult, and that's affected it also, but you know, you've got this stout top five defense in the NBA, and your offense is you know, bottom 10 in the league right now in terms of offensive efficiency. They've got to figure that out. And you know, increasingly in today's NBA, it starts with the three-point shot, like you just alluded to. So they've got to figure it out. I think it winds up getting better organically, but there may need to be some tweaks there, you know, schematically to try to bolster that offensive, that offensive production, because you're going to need, you know, at least the top 15 offense to go along with the top 10 defense to have a shot at it.
All right, last question. You know, I got to go back to your son. I've really enjoyed watching the way when it started and where he is throwing it now as he's getting more mature and growing. Wow, how much fun is he having playing quarterback right now?
Man, it's been really cool, Joe. I appreciate that, man. He's he's in his off season now, but he'll take over for Blake Murphy over at Heritage next year, and he's really excited. They're loaded. Mike Smith does a great job with them. He picked up his first offer last week from FIU, which was a really exciting time for him. But you know, your work's done in the off season, so all I could teach him is how to be committed to what you're doing, how to prepare for it, how to put your head down and work for it. The rest is up to him, and I'm going to keep it up. It's a lot harder to sit over there and watch it than it was to play it. my wife and I, it's a lot more nerve-wracking to watch it.
It's been great,
and we're excited. We're excited.
Well, listen, man, I can't wait to sit next to you on a Friday night, watch Mom and Dad, and watch the D-man throw it around the field. Because American Heritage got one hell of a team right now. And by the way, that new coach has done a great job. I didn't know how it was going to work out, and I talked to Patrick Surtain. He goes, Joe, that's the right guy. They got him. He's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, he's a dude.
So it's great stuff. Roger, thank you, buddy. Appreciate you coming on.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
All right, Roger Later, Bell joining us this morning. Talk a little bit about the NBA, some great stuff. We got a lot more stuff to get to here coming up 9 o'clock hour. All right, Canes fans. A lot of you wanted it. Josh Gattis is out as the offensive coordinator, out of the program at the University of Miami, just to give you an idea. I thought it was going to happen after the next signing date, and it didn't, just to give you an idea that that thing was really and has been real rocky for a while after some of the stories that have come out. We'll take a quick break. We got a lot more stuff to get to. Right now, though, I want to take a second to tell you all about Nisseria Health, place I go by every Friday to see my guys over there. Hey, listen, I just want to say this to everybody. If you're trying to improve life as you get older, you're tired, sex drive's not there, you can't lose weight because you're always tired, so you have no motivation to stay active. It all kind of works together. I tell everybody, man, I finally, about 6 months ago, went and told Dr. Alex Alonzo at Nisseria Health about my problems, and the biggest one is I was just dragging. I was just wiped out. I go, maybe I'm working too much, and this is crazy. Hey, listen, man, he put me on a hormone replacement therapy program. It's been a big, big help, and I want to get more out of the fourth quarter of life, and I know you do too. And if you've been scared and you hear this or you hear that, stop it. Don't worry about it. You get your blood work done. Dr. Alex Alonzo is one of the best in the business. He's going to make sure he puts you on a safe program that's perfect for you once he sees the blood work. That's why it's so great. I want you to enjoy it. They got a great professional team, and you never have to leave your house. Whether you're in Palm Beach listening, Broward, Dade, it doesn't matter. Set up the Zoom call. The blood work will be done from your home. You never have to leave to get. So if you're real private and you don't want anybody to hear about anything, don't worry about it, man. I'll do all the yapping for you. Dr. Alex Alonzo at Nisseria Health is really good. 786-305-6337. 786-305-6337. Or go to mynisseria.com. You can learn more and tell them Joe sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.